Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Senate Republicans were hoping to vote this week on their bill to repeal and replace Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, but have decided to wait until Arizona Senator John McCain returns to work following a medical procedure. There was also an unexpected delay in the Congressional Budget Office giving its analysis of the plan. The delay gives opponents more time to mobilize. Among them, Senator Elizabeth Warren, who denounced the GOP health care bill at two town hall meetings this weekend, one on Martha's Vineyard, another on Cape Cod. WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has the story.
There's still a year and a half to go before she faces re-election and 3.5 years before the next presidential vote, but Elizabeth Warren's appearances already feel like major campaign events.
My friend, our supporter, a person that shares our values, Senator Elizabeth Warren.
That's Congressman Bill Keating introducing Warren yesterday at Cape Cod Community College, where more than 1,000 people came to see her on a dazzling summer afternoon. Warren delivered her by now familiar message that an American economy that once built a robust middle class now serves the very rich and leaves too many working Americans behind.
100% of new income growth in this country since 1980 has gone to the top 10%.
Warren slammed President Trump for promising to fight for those forgotten Americans, only to turn around and staff his administration with wealthy bankers. And she took aim at his promise to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and pointed out that the Republican effort to do that remains deeply unpopular across the country.
Donald Trump said many, said many times on day one that he would repeal the Affordable Care Act. Well, I just got to say, day one came and went, and it didn't happen. We still have health care in this country.
Warren says the longer Republicans take to pass their plan, opposition to it grows, and polls suggest that's true. At the same time, the insurance industry lobby, consumer and patient advocate groups, as well as organizations representing doctors, drug abuse treatment workers, and hospitals have all come out against the latest bill. And Warren says she hears opposition to it wherever she goes.
Almost everyone's first question is about health care. They're really worried about what the Republican plan would mean to their families. And they want to know if we're going to be able to stop this health care bill. And that has been true for people, whether they voted for Trump, whether they voted for Clinton, or whether they didn't even vote.
Asked if she thought Republicans could be stopped, or if Senate Leader Mitch McConnell would be able to muster the votes he needs, Warren said McConnell is good at doing his job. This was a friendly crowd in Barnstable, but just outside there was a small group of supporters for Republican State Rep Jeff Deal, who's challenging Warren next year. Barnstable County Commissioner Ronald Beatty wears a bright red baseball cap that says, "Make America Great Again," and says he's no supporter of Elizabeth Warren.
I don't believe she represents the values of the majority of the everyday person down here, and I'm a firm supporter of President Trump, and obviously she's not.
Beatty is one reason why Warren is taking nothing for granted. She made that clear when a reporter asked her what she made of news that musician Kid Rock plans to run for the Senate in Michigan.
Look, there are a lot of people who weren't concerned about Donald Trump running for the presidency, right? When he took that escalator down, I think there were more jokes than people who took it seriously. So I take it all seriously right now.
This part of the Cape gave Hillary Clinton just a small majority over Donald Trump last November. But judging from the large turnout at the town hall meeting yesterday, Warren has a lot of support here. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Barnstable.